The Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, says negotiations are ongoing with regard to the base minimum wage for workers. He told Radio Ghana that the Commission cannot claim that the scheme is perfect at this stage, but efforts are being made to remove all bottlenecks, especially allowances and arrears, by September this year. Mr. Smith Graham spoke with George Ankra.
Well, the minimum wage effect on the single span has to do with the negotiation of the base pay on the single span. That we are working on, negotiation has already started, and I'm sure that we will be able to conclude these negotiations soon and very soon. Now, when it comes to the allowances, as you may know by now, we have given the rules of engagement to the various unions, to association within the service classification, to go and study. In the course of the week, this week, we will be signing at least the rules of engagement with the legal and judiciary service classification, and if possible, the education on tertiary, because we also have their comments. And once we do that, we will begin the negotiations with them, and then we'll be able to determine whatever allowances that they are due.
How about the other workers?
Well, until we sign the rules of engagement, we will not begin negotiations with anybody. The rules of engagement that legalizes what we are doing. So we will expect all the other unions and associations within their service classification to quickly come up and then let us know their comments on the rules of engagement so we can sign the rules of engagement and then begin the negotiations.
So the negotiations are seriously tied with the rules of engagement?
Yeah, because the rules of engagement is the legal framework which we are using in doing the negotiation. I've not heard of just wanting to go on demonstration. The only thing I've heard is the demonstration that was held recently by the Coalition of Concerned Teachers, and they were arrested by the police. And even that one had to do with the leadership. It is not because of the single spine per se. So I'm not really sure, and I've not heard any teacher talking about wanting to go on strike.
I don't know whether it is because we are getting to an election year. That is why there seems to be agitation. Some workers are finding out why the single spine is not talking about their back pay since they were hooked on. What is the situation with the back pay?
I'm not sure it is because the agitation necessarily is because we are getting towards an election year. I think one reason may be because people feel that the 2011 negotiation probably has delayed. But the negotiation already is in progress, and we are meeting again this week to continue with the negotiations. So I'm not really sure but I believe that may be the reason, because everybody wants to see the negotiations concluded for 2011. Now, with regards to the arrears, as you mentioned, I think we've already announced to the public that the payment of the arrears will begin in September. Already, the Minister of Employment and Social Welfare has made a press conference and announced it, and they have also been on a few radio stations and announced it, that the payment of the arrears will begin from September. So that is the time that we hope to begin the payment of the arrears.
By that time, do you think that you'll be doing 100% hooking of workers onto the spine?
100%, no. By that time, we would have at least achieved about, conservatively, about 92 to 95%.
So what happens to the rest who will not be hooked on, and why?
The rest will be hooked on, but it's just that we cannot put all the rest onto the single spine between now and September. So what is going to happen is that once we put these other ones on it and we hit about 95%, they will now begin between September and December migrating all the others onto it. Our main concern is that we don't want to send any organization to the following year, that is 2012. We want to make sure we complete all these assignments this year. So that's exactly what we are working towards.
Is there anything I didn't ask you that you want workers to know about your progression in the operations of the spine?
My assurance to all workers, especially those who want to come on board, is that we are working busily behind the scenes, and that bringing people on board is not just a matter of taking them and bringing on board. Most often there are disagreements with the grading structure and their grades and all that, and we need to make sure we resolve all these issues behind the scenes. If we are not able to do that and we implement, then we will have major challenges on our hands. So I will expect all other public servants who want to come on board to be a bit patient. We are already talking to the leadership of all such unions and associations, and we believe that very soon they will all come on board and we'll all have a single spine, and then from there we'll be able to even look at perfecting the single spine itself, because as it is now, we cannot say it is perfect. I believe that as we continue the implementation within the phase period, we'll be able to work on the structure, perfect the structure, perfect the grading structure, and we can now have wonderful public sector pay that we will all be happy about.
Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham.